The purpose of this meditation is to be willing to be fully present in your current experience, while at the same time mindfully affirming the presence of a sacred larger truth beyond the experience. The appearance may be frightening or painful, but the practice is to be with it in a way that opens us to the truth. To accept what is doesn't mean it is God's will, or that it is what God wants for us, or that it is our destiny. It simply cracks open the door to a higher reality through which the light of the true self shines. It is a way to perceive in a new light by recognizing the temporary power we have given to the error, while partnering with the Holy Spirit to transcend it to a new experience. The practice is to stay as conscious and proactive as possible when emotional darkness sets upon us, while at the same time know there is a deeper truth present. Without resisting, pushing it away, chasing it out, or fighting it. This only gives it more power. Darkness is the lack of awareness of the presence of light. And when light is introduced, darkness fades into the nothingness from which it came. We don't have to generate the light. It's already present. We need to call it forth into awareness through desire and faith that it is already here. So now take a moment to set up the room for this meditation. Place a candle and a lighter near you and turn off the lights, and find a comfortable sitting or laying down position. So you can pause the recording now to set this room up in this way. Now that you are sitting in a comfortable position, with your eyes open, you are going to sit in the darkness for a few moments and breathe mindfully. Notice with each breath a relaxation taking place in your mind and in your body. Concentrate on relaxing every area where you feel tension, and allow the breath to quiet your mind from overactive thinking. Remember to keep your eyes open. And we will pause for a few moments for you to breathe in this way. Now, as you look around the dark room, think of the dark room as how you feel inside. Associate the darkness with any challenge you may be currently experiencing in your life. Allow yourself to feel immersed in the darkness. And as you do this, do not be concerned with any emotions that arise. You are keeping your eyes open and looking at the darkness without and within, without trying to fight it, push it away, or chase it out. It is safe to have this experience. And we are just practicing allowing. And now we will add to this practice of allowing by repeating silently in your mind, as I experience this temporary appearance of darkness, I know there is a deeper truth present. Repeat this over and over in your mind with your eyes open. As I experience this temporary appearance of darkness, I know there is a deeper truth present. Now remember, you don't have to chase the darkness away. Struggle with it, bargain with it, curse it, or fear it. You simply have to call forward the presence of light, and in the process, the apparent darkness fades into the nothingness from which it came. And you will do that now by lighting your candle. So take a moment and light your candle. And as you light the candle, notice how the flame casts a gentle glow that naturally dispels the darkness, filling the room with a soft light. Think of the lit room as your interior being and the light as infinite presence. With your eyes open, breathe in and out the sacred light that softly illuminates the room. Feel yourself internalizing the light and allow it to fill your inner being. Bless whatever the darkness represents to you and let it go. Surrender it unto the light. Feel its release and the lightness of being that fills its void. As you bask in the light, imagine that you have done nothing more than remember this radiant presence of the Beloved One in that sacred moment and allowed it to envelop your entire being. Now sit quietly and repeat. In the darkness, I have remembered the presence of light and allowed it to envelop my entire being. And let's repeat this. In the darkness, I have remembered the presence of light and allowed it to envelop my entire being. And if you feel to repeat this again and again, then do that. If you feel to just look at the light and let it be a symbol of what is true, then do that.